Welcome to Casting Hope, a sermon podcast of Hope Presbyterian Church in Columbus, Ohio. My name is Joe Hack, pastor at Hope, and we are so glad that you are listening in. We would love to connect with you in person at our Sunday gathering. In the meantime, we hope this message points you to Jesus, the reason we gather.
All right, good morning again. Welcome, welcome. If you weren't here at the beginning, just wanted to give you another hello. Good morning. I'm glad you're here. My name is Pastor Wes. I'm the youth pastor here. Most of you know me either as Wes or Mr. Wes. That also works great. But mostly, I'm just excited to see you all here for this service. And then I'm going to call you forward, specifically the kids, because I'm going to have some stuff that I want you to see while I give the message. But first, I just want to give you a little bit of a sense of how this is going to work and how this is actually not that different from what we would normally do, even when you're in Hope Kids. So we do usually three things, at least three things, while you're not here. One, we hear a message. So normally that's Joe, or maybe it's Aaron, sometimes it's me, giving a message. And oftentimes that's really aimed towards adults. And we hope that if there are some kids here, then maybe they'll pick up on some of that. Today, we're inversing that, we're reversing that, we're flipping it around like we're looking in the mirror. And the message is more aimed towards you as kids. And it's a little bit like teaching, it's a little bit like storytelling, and you'll get the gist of it. It's a little bit even like what you would do in Hope Kids, except we don't have crafts, sorry. Although, if you do want to color, we do have some coloring supplies over here. And it's also, we don't have games either, and I don't have any good substitutes for that today, but I hope that you will enjoy the message all the same. Second thing that we usually do is we confess the faith together. So in a little bit, we're going to pray a prayer together that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. And I will help you do that when we get to that time. And then lastly, we do something that not everybody participates in, but I want you to get a little bit of a sense of the day, and that's going to be the Lord's Supper. And I'll tell you more about that when we get to that point also, about what that is, and why some people do it and why some people don't participate. But before we get started, I would love to invite any kids who feel comfortable to come forward, and I'll tell you, it's worth your while to come forward and gather, because I'm going to have some things that I'm going to pass around in a minute, and I want you to be able to see well, especially when we do the Lord's Supper. I want you to be able to see some things well, and it's going to be easier for everybody to come forward. And so if you want a good view of everything that I'm going to do and say, come forward now. I invite you to come forward and just kind of make a circle around here, and we'll keep talking. And I got to get myself situated, because I've got a lot of stuff in this bag today, and I'm hoping that all of it will help you understand some things that I really love, that a lot of the adults in this room really love, and we all want you to really love. Okay, and if you can't see me and you want to see me, just move anytime you need to, okay? If you got to wiggle a little bit, feel free to feel a wiggle. If you got to stand up, feel free to stand up. I didn't mention this before, but if you have instruments, leave them with mom and dad because you'll want to play with them later and keep them. But first, I want to tell you about my Thanksgiving. That probably feels like a long time ago to some of you, right? Who remembers Thanksgiving? Yeah, did we eat a lot of turkey and other food and maybe regret eating too much a little bit? Well, one of the things that made my Thanksgiving special is my sister-in-law came to visit. And she did something that none of us expected. She, without telling any of us, hid a bunch of little ducks around our house. She hid 20 ducks. And then when she left, she texted my wife and Sean and said, "Hey, there are 20 ducks hidden around your house. Have fun." And so we had to go look for ducks. We had to hunt them. These are the ducks. But you know what? If you counted all these ducks, there are only 16 of them. There are still 4 ducks we haven't found. It's been over a month since Thanksgiving. Do you know what? We haven't given up looking for these ducks. We had no idea we would care so much about finding these things. But we're looking. today, well, actually, before I get started on that, let me ask you. Oh, you know what? How about I pass this around and then we can look at the ducks? Does that sound good? All right, so I'm going to pass this around. You guys can take a look at the ducks. Just little plastic ducks. But who knows what a lost and found is? Maybe your school has one. Can you tell me what a lost and found is? Yeah, so you might lose something in school. Maybe you just left your jacket on your chair. You got up and left for the day because it was nice outside. You didn't need it anymore. And then somebody else finds it, right? And they put it in a central place and they call it a lost and found. That's a really good name for it, right? Because it's a place you can go and you can grab the lost thing that you lost. Has anybody ever lost something and not cared? Most of the time we really care. Like, especially, since I was a little kid, I've been losing things a lot. I lose car keys, I've lost my glasses before. You know, Michelle's nodding her head, she knows me very well, and knows I lose things a lot, and she's very annoyed by it. But I always care, and she also knows that, because I lose it looking for these things, right? Because they're important things. So today we're going to hear a story, or actually two stories, about things that were lost and then found. Does that sound okay? I'm going to read it directly from Scripture, so I'm going to pull it in front of me so I get the words just right. So here's the first part. Jesus was teaching a group of people, and often people came to listen to him teach, and he told this story. If a man has 100 sheep, and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go to search for the one lost one until he finds it? When he arrives, he will call together his friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep." And when he arrives, he will call his friends and neighbors together and rejoice with them. And in the same way, there is more joy in heaven over that one lost sheep, that one lost sinner who turns from his sin and returns to God, than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. So who's ever seen a sheep? Anybody been to a fair and seen a sheep? What do they feel like? Do you know what they feel like, Charlie? Soft and fuzzy. Sometimes they're a little coarse. I've got this fleece here I thought I would pass around so you can all get a feel. Thank you. This isn't exactly what a sheep would feel like, but it kind of gives you the idea of that softness of that sheep. So here's a question for all of you. Do any of you have some kind of toy, a special toy, or a special stuffed animal maybe, that you really love?
I have a special stuffed animal.
Yeah, what's your stuffed animal that you love? Mrs. Bear? Very good. What's your stuffed animal that you love? Sheepy? Yeah. Sapphire Splendor. That sounds like a pretty cool doll. And a minion. Yeah, a lot of people grow up with them. Michelle gave me special permission to show you some of the things she grew up with. This special guy is a Bun Bun. This was Michelle's very special toy when she was growing up. And Bun Bun has accessories as well. Bun Bun has, I don't know if there's a name for this one.
Green blanket.
But, you know, these are special items that she just truly loves. Kind of like maybe you love your sheepy or your other animals. Yeah. So let me ask you a question. How would you feel if you lost your special toy? You feel sad? Any other feelings you might feel if you lost your special toy? Mad? Yeah, I might be a little mad. Especially if you thought somebody took it. Sad, mad, maybe worried? Would anybody be worried about their special toy? Oh, yeah. Oh, very good. Very good. And you know why? It's because you care about that toy, right? you weren't going to give up, just like that story you just heard. You would leave all your other toys to go find that one special toy. Thank you so much. Let's hear our second story from today. It's a lot like that first one. So the first one was the 100 sheep. One goes away and the shepherd goes to find it. Let's see how this one is similar. Suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and she loses one. Won't she light a lamp and sweep the entire house and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she will call on her friends and neighbors and say, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost coin." In the same way, there is joy in the presence of God's angels when even one sinner turns from his sin. So, to illustrate this a little bit, I brought a silver coin that I have. This is a special coin to me because I accomplished something when I was in high school, and my grandfather gave this to me. And if I lost it, I would try a really hard time. Do you mind if I pass this around again, just like I did the other day? So let's be careful, let's leave it in the case, but go ahead and take a look at this silver coin. Now, the coin itself, on its own, isn't necessarily that important, but what makes it important to me is the memory of my grandpa that is attached to it, and the achievement that I did that had him decide he was going to give it to me. And so it's important to me. If I lost it, I would be looking for it. It would be important in that way. So, although you and I might have special treasured items, did you know that you and I are special and treasured by God? He cares about us. Just like in these stories about going and finding something that was lost, God searches out for us when we're lost. We're more important to God than anything else He's created. So today, did you know that Christmas isn't just one day? Yeah? Who knew that? Who knew Christmas is more than one day? Well, great. How many days do you think it is? It's 12. There's a whole song about it, right? So, in those 12 days of Christmas, there's two Sundays, and this is actually the first Sunday of Christmas. And one thing that I like to do during Christmas season is watch Christmas movies. You guys like watching Christmas movies? Shout out some favorite Christmas movies if you got them.
I watch Elf with
Mom. Elf! Oh, such a fucking movie. It's so good, right? Go ahead and shout it out if you know one. What's that? Home Alone, that's another great one, classic. The Santa Claus, awesome. Tim Allen. Any other favorites?
Rudolph
the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Love that one too. Any other thoughts?
I don't
think that one was Santa Claus. I've got a lot of favorites. It's hard for me to choose.
Sometimes
but
I
think that
Santa Claus
from Frozen. Oh, okay, yeah. Frozen is a very Christmassy movie with all the magic, right?
The Grinch.
The Grinch, yeah. That's cool. Can I tell you about one of my favorite things of Christmas time? One of my favorites is something called Charlie Brown Christmas. We've seen Charlie. Isn't that such a good one? It's such a good one. But it's probably good for a lot of different reasons that you don't know. But one of the things that I like about it, if you remember from the story, is that at one point, Charlie Brown is tasked to go find a Christmas tree, right? You remember that part of the story? Yeah, he goes out and he finds a tiny one, and he brings it back to his friends. And what did his friends think about that tree? Were they like, "This is a great tree"?
No.
No, what did they say? Yeah, they were like, "It's not pretty. Charlie Brown, you're such a blockhead. Why would you do that?" They're all really moaning and groaning and upset with him, right? They were being really mean to Charlie Brown. But let's think about what Charlie Brown did. Charlie Brown went out and he picked up, I'm going to show you, this is a replica of the tree. See, it's already doing what Charlie Brown's tree does, and it's falling apart. So, as you can see, this tree is... It's pretty bare. It's not like, does your Christmas tree at home look like this Christmas tree? Or does it look more like that Christmas tree? Maybe not inside, but it's more cold, right? But this one is.
I don't think it looks like a Christmas
this one is bare. It's not a tree that most people would choose. There was a lot that had all kinds of fruit trees, and this is the one that Charlie Brown chose. It's almost like Charlie Brown saw 100 trees. It's almost like Charlie Brown saw 100 trees, and he picked out the one ugly one that nobody else wanted. And then what happened? You guys remember what happened next? He took it back to his friends, and at first they were upset, but then what did they do to it?
They decorated it.
They put a bowl on it. And then Linus took his very special blanket, right? And he put it in a lot of tree also. And they made it beautiful. And that's kind of like what was happening in the story today. Yeah, that's kind of like what the story today was about. God leaves all the people who feel like they don't need him, and he comes and he helps the people who know how much they need Jesus. That's the meaning of what we call the gospel. Does anybody know what gospel means? You heard that word a lot. You probably heard it in church and Sunday school. The gospel means good news. It's not just good news for adults. It's not just good news for rich people. It's not just good news for people who do really great things. It's for people who are kids. And it's for people who are poor. It's for people who have trouble with success. Yeah. Oh, you know what? There's nothing left in the back. But we got a few more things left to do. Why don't we just let everybody come take a look? Because you don't have to be super close for this. It's a little hard to pass around, right? Yeah. But you guys did a pretty good job of this. Here's what I'm going to do now. I want to pray for our time together, and then we're going to do that part that I said where we do a prayer together. Does that sound okay? Can we all bow our heads? How about I put this up here for this after us? And we're going to pray together. Okay? Can I have a blanket, please? Can I have a blanket, please? Thank you so much. And we're going to pray real quick, okay? Let's bow our heads. Dear Jesus, thank you for these children. We thank you that you're the God who leaves the 99 to find the one. We pray that we will trust you, that we will return to you always, and that even when we forget you, that we would trust that you don't forget us, that you search us out, and that you call us finding you. And Lord Jesus, we pray that you invite us to follow you, that we would choose to do so, that we would follow you with our whole hearts and trust in you always. We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening in. For more resources like this and to learn more about Hope, please visit our website at hopechurchcolumbus.org.